வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of February, 1975, in Caracas, Venezuela.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. जन्माद्यस्य जतो अन्यादितदतश्च अर्थेषु अभिज्ञस्वराट् तेने ब्रह्मविदाजयादितपै यद्विजत्सूरय तेजुभारिनिधान यथा विनिमयो यत्तत्स्वर्गं मृषा नाम्ना श्रीन सदा निरस्तकृतम् सत्यं परं धीमहि.
So, first of all, before beginning the Srimad Bhagavatam, the author is offering respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is explained in the following four lines. The first line is Janmadasya Jata, means Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of all emanation. The human mind is inquisitive. A human being, even a child, he inquires from his father. We have got experience personally. Any intelligent boy, he inquires from the father. His inquiry, that is human life. He inquires, what is this father? What is this father? And the father replies. So, unless this inquiry is there, he is not human being. A cat and dog cannot inquire about the origin of a thing. But a human mind is developed in such a way that he inquires, he makes research to find out the original cause. Just like nowadays the scientists are inquiring about the origin of life, but unfortunately they are finding out the original cause, which is not. Just like they are trying to research out what is the origin of life, and there are many learned scientists, they think that the origin of life is chemical combination. So that is not the fact. Therefore, without being guided by authority, nobody can find out the perfect answer of an inquiry. Even in the university level, those who are research scholars, they are guided by three experienced professors. And when the student's research work is admitted by the three professors, then he is awarded the doctorate designation. So they, as I have already said, the child inquires, what is this father? Similarly, we should also inquire, what is the origin of this universe? Not only universe, but any item within our experience. Naturally, we are inclined, just like here is a microphone. So, an intelligent person is inquisitive to inquire, who is the manufacturer of this microphone? Just like you inquire, about a child, whose son he is, who is his father. Similarly, this is human mind, to inquire about the origin. That is the only business of human being. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, jivasva tattva jigyasa means the jiva, means human being especially. Jiva means all living beings. But above all living beings, the human being is the most awakened consciousness. Therefore, his business is to inquire about the absolute truth. It is said, jivasya tattva jignyasa kamasya nendriya priti labho jivita javata. Jivasya tattva jignyasa na jastriha karma bhi means that we have got some desires for gratifying our senses or for the maintenance of the body. Such desires are based on four principles of bodily demands. Every living being is busy. The lower animals and the human being in finding out where is food, where is shelter, where is sex, and where is defense. So they have selected four businesses. Where to find out food, where to find out shelter, where to find out sex indulgence, and how to defend ourselves. These propensities are prominent both in animal and man. So, these things are common for both the animals and the human beings. The dog is also searching after food, the hog is also searching after food, a bird is also searching after food, a man is also searching after food. Now, in the broad road, so many cars are going in 70 miles speed. What is their research? Where is food? Where is money? Ask anybody who is very busy in driving car in 70 miles speed, what is your business? He will answer, because I have to take money from there, I have to do this business, there is also money. This will be the answer. They have no other answer. And if you ask him, what will you do with your money? Then he will say, I shall live in a very nice apartment, I shall eat very nice food stuff, I shall have to enjoy a very good sex life, and I will have to defend myself. But the Bhagavad says, or the supreme authority says, no, this is not your business. Because you are human being, this business is also there in the animal life. Therefore, your business is tattva jignyasa, jivasya tattva jignyasa. When you are developed animal, now you are also animal because you don't inquire about the absolute truth. But you are developed. So, now your business is to inquire about the origin of everything. Your business is not to increase the problem of the four necessities of life. By this karma or unnecessary activities, you are increasing simply problems. Just like among the birds and bees, there is no economic problem. The birds rise in the morning and they chat between themselves, and after a few hours or minutes, they go away and they get their food. Similarly, the animals also, they also go, even in the jungle, they get their food. The birds and bees, they have got their home. The bird lives on the top of the tree very comfortably at night, without any disturbance. Similarly, the beasts, even in the jungle, there are elephants, there are tigers, there are so many others. They have got their some place to rest. So far sex is concerned, that is also guaranteed. The birds, when they are in the eggs, there are two eggs, one male, one female. And you'll find these birds, bees, they are in pair. About 2 months before, when I was in Mahapur, there were two snakes, not very big, small, were found in the laboratory. And they were also two in pair. That means this pair in birds and beasts and animals and snakes, they are found. The tiger, the elephant, there are two. So there is no scarcity of sex of. And so far defense is concerned, everyone is provided with nails, jaws and wings and everything according to their capacity. They can defend also. In this way, so far our four necessities of life require, it is already arranged by the laws of nature. So, we, means the living entity or the soul, we are, I mean to say, wandering throughout the whole universe in different types of bodies. And because we are part and parcel of God, our four necessities of life, namely the food, shelter, sex and defense, that is already provided. So, for these four things, we need not work very hard. Because they are available, even in the animal life, bird's life, beast life, lower form of life. Why not in human life? Therefore, the Shastra says, tasyaiva heta prajati ta kovida nalabhati jata brahmatam uparajata tallabhati dukkha badanna tasukham kalina sarvatra gavira dhammasa. They say that so far these necessities of life are concerned, they are ready, supply. In any life, either in human life, or in birds and beasts, lower animal, tree, plant, that is it. Therefore, we should not waste our time for these things, but we should be ready to inquire about the Absolute Truth. So, human intelligence is there to inquire about the Absolute Truth. So, they have got better developed consciousness or intelligence than the lower animals. So that higher intelligence should be utilized for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. So that is Vedanta Sutra says, janmādasya yathāha athāta brahmajñāna. This life, human life, is not meant for wasting time for adjusting how to get better food, better shelter, better sex, and better defense. So the human intelligence is that when one thinks that if these necessities of body are ready even for the animals and beasts and birds, okay, why not it is ready for me? It is ready for the human being also. That's the fact. You see, when human beings are uncivilized, the ready food is there. They live in the jungle. There is fruit ready for eating. Everything is ready there. They do not know how to produce food, the uncivilized man. They eat some animal, they eat some fruit. This is already ready. The uncivilized man who cannot produce food, even for him, there is root food ready. Similarly, the civilized human being, for him also, the food can be improved, just like he can produce from the field, agriculture, so many food grains, varieties of food grains he can produce. So these things are already there. There is no need of extra time for developing how to eat nicely, how to sleep nicely. One should be satisfied, they are satisfied with their position, they are not agitated. Similarly, we should be satisfied. Whatever is available automatically by the gift of nature or by God. Nature has given us the opportunity now to inquire about the absolute truth. And what is that absolute truth? Because this is the only inquiry. That what is the absolute truth of the origin of everything? Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first of all, the obeisances or the respect is offered to Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva means I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Vasudeva or Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is being presented by Vyasadeva, the most exalted personality, the Guru, Vyasa Guru or Deva Vyasa, for the all advanced spiritual consciousness. The spiritual master is called therefore representative of Vyasadeva. Therefore, on the birthday of spiritual master, it is said Vyasa Puja. So, this understanding that Vasudeva is the origin of everything, he is available in human life. It is said therefore in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam Janmanamanti Janavan Mana Prapadati Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahapasa Dullava. Means, we are researching. The scientist is researching, the philosopher is researching, everyone is researching, but researching in their own way. Therefore, it takes time to understand what is the original source of everything. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna said, that Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada Matta Sarvam Prabhupada Iti Matya Bhajante Ma Bhudhava Vasavanya. Krishna says, but directly says that I am the origin of everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada Matta Sarvam Prabhupada. Everything emanates from me. Iti Matta. When one understands this, Buddha, a learned person, Bhajante Ma Vidyantata, he engages himself fully in Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna is the origin of everything, but it takes little time, according to the position of the man, to understand. This is a fact that Krishna is the origin of everything, but the intelligent man can understand it very easily, therefore he takes to Krishna consciousness, and those who are not intelligent, he tries to understand whether Krishna is the origin of everything, therefore it takes some time. Therefore, persons who are making research, what is the origin of everything, they are also learned scholars. But because they are doing in their own way, therefore it takes many, many births to understand that Krishna is the origin of everything. So in this way of material research, one will come to the conclusion it is really a research scholar, that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. But those who are more purified, instead of making research, he immediately accept that Krishna is the original of everything. So to understand Krishna, Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. See, if one is fortunate, if one is intelligent, if we accept Krishna's darshan, Krishna says at last, sarva dharmān paritajya māmikam saranamaya. He accepts. So one has accepted Krishna as the supreme source, absolute truth, or then the Srimad Bhagavatam. Here it is beginning, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, means I offer my respectful obeisances to you, Krishna, because I surrender. One who is fortunate, he immediately accepts Krishna's darshan, sarva-dharmān paritajya māmikam saranam. But one who is unfortunate or less intelligent, he makes research work for many, many paths. But as he comes to the same conclusion, do you accept Krishna in both ways? Either on good faith, as Krishna said, that ahamkva sarvapāpi mamma khoishyāmi māsūcha, don't worry, I shall give you all protection, you surrender unto me. If you take this immediately, then you become liberated. If you don't take, then make research work of Krishna, ultimately you come to this conclusion. If you say, I can't believe Krishna, Krishna is the origin of everything, then of course your business, your independence. Then you wait for many, many births, born of your own. He comes in the same country. But because you are denied, you have to wait for many, many births. You have to come to this conclusion because he is the origin of everything. Sarva-kāraṇa-kāraṇa. So there is no other second or alternative. You have come to that conclusion. But if you don't accept now, you have to wait for many, many births. But in that, if you are intelligent enough, if you have to accept because Krishna says blindly, that is also good. Just like gold. Gold you accept blindly or by chemical examination, the gold is the same. But if you are a scientist, if you say the first molecular test, whether it is gold, chemical composition, and other ingredients, then I will accept it. And somebody says, no, my father says it is gold. My Guru Maharaj says it is gold. Why? So many acharyas say it is gold. Then you accept it. So one accepts gold by the authoritative statement of the superiors, and one accepts gold by chemical analysis. So one who accepts by the authoritative statement, he is more advanced. He immediately gets the gold immediately. And those who are awaiting for chemical examination, they will get it. They will also know, but it will take time. So in this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself explains himself, analytical study, and Vyasadeva presents Bhagavatam Bhagavatam, here is God, Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Now it is up to you to take it or reject it. That is your business. But things are ready to be for acceptance. Everyone is searching after what is wrong. Somebody says there is no God, somebody says God is there, somebody is something, something. But no, God is neither there nor the action that there is no God. Both are there, foolishness. God is not there, neither we are there, because we are part and parcel of God. So, if God is alive, then part and parcel of alive. Just like if my body is alive, the finger is alive, because finger is part and parcel of my body. Similarly, if God is alive, we are alive. Because we are now a material condition of life, therefore we do not understand what is God and what is God. Therefore it is called avgyan, ignorance. Therefore, one who dissipates this ignorance, is called Guru. Ajñāna-timirāndhasya-jñānānyam-salākāya caksūr-militam-jena-tasmai-śrī-gurave. Guru means he gives light to the persons who are living in darkness. So that is the motto in our Back to Godhead paper. The Godhead is light and Nisayas is darkness. Where there is God, there is no Nisayas. So Krishna and God are light, the same thing. So if you take to Krishna consciousness, there will be no more ignorance. Just like here there is light, electric light, there is no darkness. The darkness is there, but when there is light, darkness automatically goes there. Similarly, if you take to Krishna consciousness, then darkness, not light, immediately goes there. The animal light means full of darkness, and the human light, although full of darkness, it can be dissipated. So our request is, we are pushing this Krishna consciousness movement everywhere, all over the world, just to drive away the darkness of ignorance and come to the light of knowledge. So this center is open for this purpose. I request to all of you to take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and be enlightened and be happy in your life. Thank you very much.
There are many religions that speak of the light. How can we know we are actually facing the real light?
Light is to be realized personally. Light, just like this room is dark. When there is light, it doesn't require to be inquired, is it light? You personally perceive it is light. Just like you are hungry and foodstuff is given to you, and when your hunger is satisfied, appetite is appeased, then you naturally you feel, yes, I am satisfied. You don't require to inquire anymore. Therefore it is called self-realization. Automatically you realize, you don't require to inquire. This is the problem.
That in the spiritual path everyone has to be married?
No, not necessary. If you can remain without marrying, it is better. But because you cannot, you become bachelor daddy, therefore you must marry. Please don't become bachelor daddy. This is more sinful life.